Good morning. Our scripture passage comes from Psalm 37, 1 through 7. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade away like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. This is a psalm of David, written when he was an old man. We know that from verse 25, later in the chapter, which says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. So this is a psalm of advice. The whole psalm is full of great advice, but I just want to focus on the first seven verses. The first verse says, fret not yourself because of evildoers, and be not envious of wrongdoers. It's interesting, that word fret. I'm thinking it's very similar to the words of Jesus when he says in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Jesus goes on to say in chapter 14, believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going. This is a great New Testament passage that tells us the same thing as what we're being told in verse 1. Jesus expounds a bit, though. He says, for us not to let our heart be troubled, and to keep in mind that there are many rooms, or some translations say many mansions, where he is going, and he's going to prepare a place for us. I think Jesus wants us to keep in mind that we have two addresses. We have the address in this life, wherever that might be, and then we have a heavenly address. It says that we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies in the book of Ephesians. So we are citizens both of this world, but also of heaven. And so one way to keep our hearts from being troubled is to get God's perspective, to see the bigger picture, that this is not all that there is. And we are not to compare ourselves with others or consider, you know, we're envious of somebody because they have something we don't. The scriptures say, David says at one point, the Lord is my portion. You know, we're joint heirs with Christ. We are not only citizens of this world. And as such, we know that there's more to life than this life, that we're living in the kingdom of God, and that kingdom will live on beyond this life. And verse 2 is really telling us how to avoid fretting, how to get out of fear, and that's with trust. It says, trust in the Lord and do good, and dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. There's something about just being faithful in your life, being faithful to God's principles, being faithful to being a loving person, to being kind, to having the fruit of the Spirit in your life, being somebody who stands for righteousness. I like the word right choiceness. When we're righteous, we're making right choices. And that's all part of being faithful. That's all part of being somebody who does good. And as we let that be our focus, we'll find that we're not living in envy. We'll find that we won't be fretting because of what others are doing. We're staying in our lane, so to speak, just living for what God has put in front of us. And that's the biggest thing we can learn from this passage, you know, and from what Jesus told his disciples and tells us in John chapter 14, you know, that we are not to let our heart get troubled. How many times has your heart been troubled this last year? And what caused your heart to be troubled? And pray about that. And ask the Lord for help, that you can trust the Lord. And you can know, well, what am I called to be doing so that I'm not fretting? What am I called to be ministering to others? I believe that God has a calling on each person. It's not just ministers who get called to the ministry. Every single follower of Jesus Christ is a minister. Jesus said, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. And so that leads us to this fourth verse that's very interesting to me, and I'll tell you why in a minute. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And then verse 5 goes with delighting, and you'll see why in a minute. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 58. I want to read to you some scripture that I think tells us how to delight in the Lord. 58, the Lord is giving his people wisdom about fasting. And he's saying, you know, here's a true fast and here's a false fast. And so he goes into what he wants them to, how he wants them to view a fast. Because some people had gotten very religious and were using fasting improperly. So here's what he says. He says, cry aloud. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob, their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight, there's that word delight again. We're told in Psalm 37 to delight in the Lord. They delight to draw near to God. See, that's how we delight in the Lord, by drawing near to God. And then it tells us how. He says, why have you fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. So he's showing what isn't delighting in the Lord. Is such the fast that I choose a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the day that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? It is not to share your bread. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a well-watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fall. I want to encourage you in the coming week to read Isaiah 58 on your own and just prayerfully ask the Lord to speak to you through these words, because this is what it's talking about in Psalm 37 on how we delight ourselves in the Lord. We delight ourselves in the Lord by trusting the Lord and by doing good, by doing the things that Isaiah 58 tells us to do. And it's as we delight ourselves in the Lord with those attitudes and with that desire to help those around us who need a hand up, whether it's, that they're literally poor or they're poor in some way where they, maybe they're poor in friendship. They don't have very many friends. God's calling you to be their friend. That as you commit your way to the Lord, that means commit your way to be committed to the ways of God. The ways of God were demonstrated to us in the Gospels through the life of Jesus. And Jesus embodied all of those things that we read in Isaiah 58. And it's said in Psalm 37 verse 6, He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Do you see that language that's parallel to Isaiah 58? I just want to say that the scripture is amazing and that God is consistent in his message on what he's after from his people. And we are to be imitators of Christ. We are to have the mind of Christ. Verse 7 says, Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. In other words, don't let yourself get distracted from delighting in the Lord and serving the Lord by serving others. A great theologian once said, the way you can tell how much somebody loves God is by how loving they are to others. I've had many great people in my life that have demonstrated how to love others, and they've been amazingly heroic in the ways that they've loved others, starting with their family. And my father and my mother are the best examples I have of this. So I want to encourage you to meditate on Psalm 37, meditate on Isaiah 58, and let the Lord continually stir your heart up to do his good works in this world that so desperately needs his love, because it's his good works that will draw people closer to the Lord and help them feel his love. God bless you.